Touching her trains you. Your touch is training. The manifestation of your training. The desire to be changed. The act of mastery over yourself is in achieving what you've visualized. You submit to her flesh under your hands. You submit to her will as it echoes back through your touch. You submit, and the submission sharpens, makes everything more precise. Precise touches are easier to achieve each time. In achieving completion and artistry, massage and touch, you study her reactions, study how she moves in response to your movements, and everything you experience to the sum totality of the images in your mind, of how to give the best massage. The moment you hear the snap, your eyes fixate and you begin to play it back through your body, fixed on her shoulders, her back, on her entire form, leaning in to touch lightly, then firmly, to study the right level of pressure for each situation. An automatic study cataloged in your brain. Your mind has already absorbed it and prepared it, becomes aware of it when she awakens it, enacts it. Then you enact the image, giving form to what you have prepared in your mind, entering the zone, entering the highest state of human consciousness, which is flow, and you make it real. The reality of your skills improving, your focus increasing. Time flows by. It's allowed to flow by, because you have a greater purpose which changes dynamically with each second of its passing. Her enjoyment is never the same twice. Your movements are never precisely the same, and your mind is always changing to better achieve the imagination and skill set required for this dedicated behavior, for this touch delivered in just the right way. Just the right way to bring her pleasure, but also to bring you completion, improvement, your mind fixating and focusing on the fact that you are giving her pleasure, delivering to her a touch that you can catalog, be aware of, play back in your mind. Your mind always changing to better achieve the imagination and skill set required for this commanded action, this ongoing massage playing back from your mind, playing back over her body. Any pleasure she takes, any joy she derives, your mind, as you fulfill the requirements and expectations, grows thrilled, as every action that pleases her grows ever more attractive. Your hands move as they should, as they must. The path is inevitable. Outside your direct control, yet it is action that you directly took, directly planned, making this pleasurable moment real. Moments fade and pass in the background. Thoughts flare and then move out of the way. You know, and in knowing, achieve more focus. You know that your entire mind is needed for this dedicated and perfectly delivered task that she has commanded. Doing something well is its own reward. You synchronize with her pleasure, with the relief she feels as you massage, as you rub, move, shift your focus, enhance her pleasure. Applying your fingers, your palms, applying your mind, and feeling the intimacy of this contact. You and she, in this together, this moment together. You, connected to her desires, applying pressure and sensation to her body more and more automatically, yet with a focus one would not think was quite so automatic. When you hear the trigger, and she wants it, you are connected to her desires, in tune with her body, acting out an urge that has been growing. Growing again, performing a task at which you know you will do well. And performing a task you know you will do well adds desire. The desire to do it again, in fact. That's why your touch is training. Your touch is for her. This is practice. This is achievement. This is visualization which nests in your mind, waiting to be called out, called forth when it is needed. When you are triggered, the desire to perform this action you practice for, to make this dedication and submission known, that desire grows. Your movements are never precisely the same, and your mind changes and improves each time, making the experience better and better. You see here, and you see now. that you are more capable of carrying out commands than you may have thought at first. Ideas, at least when they require judgment and effort on your part and they fill the entire forefront of your mind, and they're easier to carry out when you first visualize them and are then confident in your ability to carry out the command, the order, the triggered response. The pride and pleasure of doing something well is a powerful reinforcement, and that's why your touch is training. Your touch is reinforcement for your own brain. You are active. You are able to move, able to think. But the singular focus, the blank singularity of one task being so important, serving her, helping her, making her feel good, is indeed that important. Being so important that it crowds all other thoughts out. That's a powerful teaching tool, you know. You're teaching yourself, studying in detail. And with absorption and achievement comes greater skill as your skills improve, the task becoming ever more engrossing, challenging and aiding yourself, assisting yourself in the achievement of bringing her pleasure, transcendental pleasure delivered just as she expects it, just as she asks for it. So important it crowds other thoughts out, studying in detail, achieving. You want to do good, to achieve, to accomplish the best massage you can deliver, to help her feel wonderful. You are following her lead, the response of her body, the signal she sends back, without even knowing she is sending them to you. You must become a student of her body. Learn what causes her pleasure, and your touch is training, your touch is learning. What places are tense today? The act of giving her a massage exists in an ever-improving, ever-changing wonderland of potential. You can always do better. Always devote more of your focus until time slips away. The act of giving her a massage is the only focus you need when she commands it, filling your mind and expanding until the entire picture, the entire visualization potential of your brain is expended solely on making sure you are picturing the best next move, the best next action to bring her pleasure, the best next approach, and the achievement and accomplishment for her and upon her, bringing her pleasure, begins with the signal, and then there's only one focus, massage, relieve tension, for her, upon her, touch, and in your touch find greater intimacy. Your touch is training, active training, focused action trance, because